We're seeking change.
Reach out, raise hope, and change society.
Everybody wants good things. We just disagree maybe on how to get there.
Each Monday here on Morning Edition, we take a few minutes to talk with someone trying to have a positive impact on the lives of others. This morning, we hear from Brian Wilkinson. He's with Michigan Gifts. It's an organization that creates those gift baskets you often see, the ones with nuts and candy and jams. Michigan Gifts is also providing job training and opportunities for people with physical and cognitive disabilities. It's part of the Ann Arbor Center for Independent Living, or CIL. Brian, what is the goal of Michigan Gifts?
To create employment opportunities for folks with disabilities, both with and without disabilities, and to also give them some on-the-job training and hopefully learn some really good things from us so that they can then take it on to another job or career.
Is this kind of a passion for you, this initiative?
It really is. It's a passion of mine purely because when I was paralyzed, I didn't really have a lot of support in the beginning. And, you know, it was through friends that I made after having a disability, friends that actually had disabilities too. Those friends actually helped me to become more successful. And I'm able to take some of the things that I've learned in the last 12 years that I've been in a wheelchair. I'm able to take that and put people in a career setting now, in a job setting, and help them flourish.
Can I ask what happened?
Yeah. In 2000, I was paralyzed in northern Michigan in a dirt bike accident. It's pretty, I guess, humbling when you get kind of dubbed down and then have to rebuild back up. And you figure out things that you would have never known. But it's been a good adventure for me because I've strengthened myself in a lot of different ways. And I've had a lot of really cool opportunities. And Michigan Gifts is one of them.
You said that you figured out a lot of things that you otherwise wouldn't have. Can you give me an example?
Yeah. well, wheelchair sport. I didn't know anything about wheelchair sport for about 2 years after being paralyzed. It was going to Grand Valley State University and being in an area that there's several other people with physical disabilities that really inspired me to get involved. And I was in a disability group at Grand Valley, and I did a little weightlifting, 16-week weightlifting thing. And then we went out and we did the Mr. Michigan, the big bodybuilding competition.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was one of the first wheelchair individuals that, you know, did this bodybuilding thing.
Did you win?
I didn't. But, I mean, we just went to show them that, you know, people with disabilities do bodybuilding too. And really it was through sport and learning disability and all that that now I'm able to really use that and apply it to the job.
So now you're working to help others who have disabilities. And one of those things that you do is peer support.
Right. One of the things that I do is peer support up at the University of Michigan Hospital. It's really, that's the core thing about the CIL is that peer support is how we feel that people are going to become the best they can be.
So you're going to talk with people who have just had injuries.
Right. Yep. We go in there and it's a lot of times it's folks that are brand new to their injury. I was in a similar situation. You know, I had a gentleman come in and he was sitting at the end of my hospital bed and, you know, he looked at me and he said, you know, you're paralyzed. It's a complete injury. It's going to be a lifelong journey now with this. And, you know, you've just got to be able to accept. And, you know, and at that time I was thinking, you know, I don't know if I'm too new to accept, you know, and that's one of the things that I never do when I go in and do peer support is just say to them, you need to accept it, because I just feel like they need the time to experience that. But we just give them the resources that can help them towards that.
Well, thank you very much for coming in to talk with me and telling me about your story and what you do with the group.
All right. Thank you.